Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam, joining you live from Treasure Island. We're up here on the 19th floor, and oh my God.
Tell my room number just so they can.
Oh, 19054. I don't know. I don't know why that matters now, but brah fucking vo. Oh my God. I don't even know where to start. Illinois, an incredible win over UCLA there. I mean, obviously, you can tell by my voice, it is absolutely shot. But that was incredible. I almost want to start with like the fan experience itself before we talk about the game. Like, just use a word to describe what you guys just saw.
It was insane. It was a home game. It was a home game, and it was just incredible.
It made me so proud to be an Illini fan. Like, just you have three teams. One of them is the most NCAA championships in the world, ever, not the world, obviously.
I mean, I think Canada.
And the world. You have Virginia and you have Baylor, who both won national championships within the last 3 years. Like, it's insane that we quadrupled any other fandom there. Like, it was ridiculous.
You know what's cool? You always, like, talk about, like, oh, that fan base travels so well. Or, like, you go to a tournament and you're like, there's so many of those fans there, and we're that fan base.
Yeah, it was insane. I mean, Seth Davis said it perfectly. He said Terrence Shannon Jr. was so impressive tonight, and the only thing better was the Illinois fan base. Like, it's time for us to finally, like, pat ourselves on the back. We always, like, fight each other on Twitter about, like, oh, we're bad fans, whatever. But that was incredible. And we also need to talk about the two left-handed players on our team, Sincere Harris and Terrence Shannon Jr. Those guys were insane. I mean, Sincere changed the game.
What was
that
the win
was
percentage?
Insane.
Take a guess, did you guys? The win percentage before Sincere got into the game, UCLA had a 95% win percent, and then Sincere came in. Was it like back-to-back turnovers?
It was insane. Just the energy was crazy.
Was it three steals in a row?
He had two like Coleman created, stole. Yeah. It was crazy, and I mean, you got to give a lot of credit to Terrence Shannon Jr. going 8-for-9 from three.
I would give him credit for that, certainly.
Like, it was almost an out-of-body experience. And those weren't like, oh, rotation, pass to an open guy, three. Although that 1-3 where he was wide open off of the inbounds, that was awesome. Yeah, but, like, awesome. It was isolation, three at the end of the shot clock, bailing us out. It was a performance you saw Io have.
League him.
And even in ways it was different than Io, of, like, getting to the free throw line, just bailing us out. It was awesome.
I don't even know what to say about him. He's just a ridiculous human being, and I'm so blessed that he decided to actually come back to the University of Illinois. Like, there was those rumors that him potentially about to commit, like, during when he was going through his recruiting process. He took the 2 years at Texas Tech, and he came back home. When they said Chicago, I kind of forgot that he was from Chicago, but that was just so exciting that he had a game like today.
Must have been fun for Hunter to watch that game after the huge after getting destroyed yesterday. Watching Terrence Shannon, you know, put up a lottery type of performance.
Yeah, I mean, we were a fan base that was cheering Terrence Shannon on at Ubbin, and now we're a fan base that's dominating Vegas, and he's winning for us. I mean, that's a top 10 win. Like we were saying before, that's the best win in Brad Underwood's non-conference performance. That's a team that 2 years ago went to the Final Four, has Tiger Campbell, who's a senior, Jaime Jaquez, who's like an NBA player, Jalen Clark, like Amari Bailey, five-star. Like, it was insane.
Yeah, two things. One, like, it's got to feel so awesome for Matthew Meyer and Dane to, like, come to the arena, all Illinois fans, Baylor loses, you win. That part's awesome. But what was also awesome was after the half, like, looks sluggish, nothing really changed. Brad calls a timeout, and then he makes, like, the defensive change. I loved, like, the mid-game, just, like, being able to totally, like, revamp the energy.
Yeah, he had, like, his halftime speech prepped. He thought he killed it during the halftime. There was going to be energy coming out of the second half. He goes, wait, nope, that didn't
just
work. And
probably just scared the shit out of everyone.
Yeah, need a timeout and need to get back to – need to just change everything up. I'm shocked that one of the two things that you didn't just mention there was your boy.
Japs.
let's talk about him. I think one of the reasons, Johnny, to your point of how this was the most impressive win of Brad's non-conference tenure was obviously – we talked about the newcomers, we talked about the transfer, we talked about the freshmen. We ran into Jaden Epps' parents prior to the start of the game, and, you know, his dad was talking about how, you know, or let's see how my son does against a higher level of competition, right? Like, this was the first game against that higher level of competition, and quite frankly, we saw those, like, pains in the first 8 minutes of the game. We saw him in the last 2 minutes of the first half where it's like, oh, that's right. We are a team that has a lot of new guys, and we're going up against a team in UCLA that is a veteran squad that has won a lot of games. So for him to do us to do that against this competition in the first game against this competition is extremely impressive.
100%. And a guy that I'm thinking about too that you didn't mention is Sky Clark.
Yeah.
He took a year off after his ACL tear, and then he's guarding Tiger Campbell, one of the most experienced players in college basketball. And I mean, a lot of those Tiger points were like switches, and Sky Clark belonged, and it was just, it was really impressive. And I just love the confidence out of him. We were all, I don't know, not sure what we were going to get, and he's been really impressive. Everyone on that team is just a ton of fun.
that was so much fun. I mean, that was like the second most fun encounter that we had in that hotel prior to F's fans. Man, when we ran into Juice Williams and he put his arm around me, that one felt, I'm not gonna lie, that one felt pretty good. That one felt pretty good too. But I mean, all the stars were out at the arena tonight.
This was just like an out-of-body experience from the pregame, like all weekend we've been in Vegas, it's just Illinois fans, and then the game itself, how many times do we come back from a 10-point deficit? I mean, we were down 15 at one point. Like, the first half was sluggish. You usually see teams back down, and you figured out who your leader was, you figured out who your spark plug was, and you figured out you have a lot of guys who are willing to fight. I mean, Dayton didn't miss a shot. I want to give a shout out to my guy, Coleman Hawkins, who there was a lot of banter. I mean, last year we stood up a lot for Curbelo, who's frustrating a lot of people. And for whatever reason, I really gravitate towards players who a lot of the fan base kind of nags on. Coleman led our team in blocks, led our team in steals, led our team in assists. Was he frustrating at times? Yes. Was he the last guy that Underwood took out at the start of the second half? Yes, because he does a lot of good things out there. Is he a frustrating player? Yes, but you got to take the good with the bad, and you got to take the two blocks, you got to take the two steals, you got to take the seven assists.
Absolutely. I'm very proud of the way that Coleman Hawkins played towards the second half.
He responded in the first
half of the game, like, he couldn't catch a thing. He couldn't dribble. No one could catch. I'm sorry. I should say everyone, because you get offended when I just single out one player. But no one could catch. No one could, like, do anything that was, like, efficient. It all kind of seemed like iso ball, and it wasn't efficient.
It was Terrence Shannon iso ball a little bit that honestly kind of worked a lot of the time. Yeah. But obviously that's not going to win you a ball game down the stretch. You have to run a half-court set.
Yeah.
And you go down 15. You can't rely on iso ball. You have to start running your offense, which they eventually got into. Johnny, we are all on the same team here.
Yeah, Johnny.
It is fair to be critical. You know, he's the guy that's like, all right, this is your leap here in your third year. Like, this is the guy that takes the leap. And, you know, talking about another guy who kind of expected to take that sophomore leap was RJ, who didn't get any tick in the second half except for coming in the last minute there, partially because of Sincere's energy. But, you know, that's another guy who, sure, the fan base is going to be a little bit critical on.
100%. No, 100%.
We're on the same team here.
We are absolutely on the same team. And, no, RJ was someone who Underwood was going after because he didn't hustle back on a play that it was kind of like a broken fast break. UCLA doesn't score, but then they get the second chance points, and like, RJ is just watching. And at that point, Brad's like, you're not playing if you're not going to hustle. And a guy like Sincere Harris does hustle. I mean, it's fun when you have a true team performance like that. And in the first half, I don't know about you guys, I was like, I really miss Kofi Coburn. I really miss someone who's just like great at initiating half-court offense. Another time I was like, I really miss Trent Frazier guarding a guy like Tiger Campbell. Mm. But it's a new team, and they figured it out, and they responded. And it's a great day to be in Vegas, and it's a great day to be 1-for-3 on the weekend, and we'll finish out the next two.
Yeah, well, what was the over-under was a flat one, right? So right now we're pushing, right? We're pushing one on the Illinois, you know, the Illinois three-game parlay.
Parlay.
Yeah,
the Johnny
Schuin.
I was a little disappointed in the sports book for not allowing us to bet on the third game because they didn't know who our opponent was, so I could only bet on Illinois and Michigan to both win money line.
Oh my
but
God, yeah, yeah, incredible. I feel like I'm still kind of just processing what like just happened in that game. It's hard when you're watching the game, you're not on Twitter, you don't like see stats, you're not watching the broadcast, you can't get like information. So I feel like I'm still trying to figure out almost how we got back into that game aside from
Maddie,
Sincere.
Maddie, quick reaction here.
What's up?
Is this the top game you've ever been to?
See, I was, oh my God. Yes. Yeah,
because there's a game that sticks out for us on our side, but I know you weren't there.
I think in terms of moment for me, I know I've been a fan only seven, eight,
game
nine,
you've been
eight,
to.
Or
game
whatever.
You've been to.
I've been a fan for what? Since I was 18 years old, I've been a fan for 8 years. In terms of moments, though, for me, that was like the coolest moment in the sense of like, holy shit, this fan base is incredible. We were walking around Vegas all weekend, and we saw Illinois gear everywhere
We're saying all weekend, and we still have two more days left championship game.
But I'm serious. You see Illinois gear everywhere you go. I saw a UCLA quarter zip. I saw a Baylor quarter zip. I saw a Virginia t-shirt, right? I think for me, this almost wake-up call of like, holy shit, like this fan base, I knew this fan base was incredible. But to see us walking around the strip, to see that stadium essentially be a home game, when we left that stadium, getting down, going down the escalator, that was incredible. It was loud. It was rowdy. It felt like you just left the State Farm Center after like a big conference win.
Yeah, it's
to
like
me, that was just the most incredible moment of like, whoa, this is like Illinois is a thing. Like,
yeah, it's like that when you're walking out of Memorial Stadium like it was for Minnesota, but this was like 10x that.
I know we sometimes like to joke around the whole like sleeping giant thing of like, oh, this you know, fan base is like a sleeping giant. Like that, this to me is like that sleeping giant moment where it's like, oh yes, you can pack in thousands of fans in a stadium like this and get an absolutely incredible atmosphere. It was so loud on defense for Illinois.
Yeah, when they turned that, they got those steals, like the crowd impacted that game, and you're seeing a lot of media people say that. You're seeing Mick Cronin talk about it. You're seeing Brad Underwood talk about it. Like, it was insane. It was so much fun. Just so rarely do you see a team just, like, flip a switch like that. And, man, I'm just excited for Sunday. I'm bummed that it's going to be orange and blue versus orange and blue, so we can't definitively see how much we're outnumbering the other team. Because it seemed like at certain times, oh, Virginia had a good showing, but it was really just Illinois fans there early wearing orange and blue. But it was a lot of fun.
Carrying the load for them. Johnny and I were joking on the escalator, like all the NBA fans who were like, college basketball is just a worse version of the NBA. Like, yeah, who would want to watch a game like this?
Right? Like, we would want to see a game just completely flip because you're pressing. Like, that was something we didn't see in the past couple of years because we did the drop coverage with Kofi. Like, it is a reminder, as veteran as Tiger Campbell is, as veteran as Jaime Hawkins is, those guys on the other team are also college basketball players, and you put pressure on them and you make good things happen.
And listen, the quotes that are coming out right now from Mick Cronin in the press game, in the post game presser. Can you read that quote again, Johnny, of how they did not? I'm going to misread that quote, but we can pull it up here in a second. But he was hot after the game in that press conference. He I don't know if he threw his players under the bus per se.
Yeah, he says, I have no positive thoughts on any player on UCLA, including their coach. He also says, on Illinois, this is real simple. They were a lot tougher than us in a lot of areas. That's personifying your head coach and Brad Underwood just being a tough team.
I have a totally random question. Where was Mac Etienne? Was he
coming back from a torn ACL, I believe? No, he's still injured?
I thought he played last week.
Yeah, he was warming up a little bit.
We're getting our sideline reporter.
He's warming up.
And then he just, maybe he's like
dunked.
Josh,
he's shooting threes.
Like Josh McCray kind of deal?
Yeah, something, okay. Probably something like that. But
tomorrow could be a big Josh McCray day, by the way. Like,
hey, Pip.
McCray.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Mick was less than pleased with the outcome of the game. In terms of his press game, post-game press conference comments there. I'm still trying to get my own thoughts here.
I also thought it was funny, the Virginia fans who were sitting behind us at the at the end of the game immediately just move at the start of the Illinois game because they were standing, were yelling, and just it was a different experience. It was just so much fun and like so excited for this team and the opportunity to have. I mean, if you win against Virginia, you're a top 10 team. Are you close to the top 5? I mean, you beat an 8th ranked UCLA team. Virginia smacked the number 5 team in the country.
My stat guy, Dan, here, who does all the stats for our podcast. Thanks, Dan. He just whispered in my ear that hashtag Illini has entered the top trends in the United States here. It's up to number 7, smack dab in the middle of bulls underneath are in front of Bellator 288. Alex Jones is 10th right now, so we're in front of him. So as long as as long as Twitter's still up.
So speaking of Alex Jones.
No. What I was going to say is Sincere Harris the best player to ever come out of St. Vincent St. Mary's?
Yep. Ooh.
I would say best college player, that's for sure.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, it's early.
Yeah,
right?
It is early.
I mean, it's early. Wow, that was sick. Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna what number on roulette do we have to throw? Do we have to put one?
You want
to
know
on Harris and then zero? Oh, you can't do zero.
29.
Maybe 10. 29. Oh, Shannon. Yeah, the amount of points.
You
10.
Could, yeah, 29. You could do 10. One for Sincere. One for.
Oh. PSG. And Luke Goody, out of respect.
Probably let's just do every number like that one girl at the casino today who just like had a weird strategy where she was putting just random dollar increments on every single number. It somehow worked.
Yeah, it's definitely peculiar that my like third thought after the game ended was, how much money is this win going to cost us?
Oh, my God.
How much money is this win going to cost us? How much money? Johnny, how are we doing right now? We still got a couple nights here, so how are we doing? Are we doing good?
Yeah.
You don't have to share any numbers. I won't make you share any numbers, but just give us a qualitative report on how we're doing so far.
I would say net positive.
Okay.
And the vibes are high. The morale is high. And I mean, I came here to watch my basketball team win, and they did that, so that's amazing. Not to mention, I also just cashed a bet for beating UCLA.
I remember I have
everyone
several,
remembering they put
that
money
was
on
the
that.
First time that I ever got to bet on Illinois legally. That was the coolest thing ever. Yeah, what's the correlation between like good vibes and your ability to now come out profitable?
I mean, like Brad Underwood said to Josh when he wished him a profitable marriage. I mean, no, I would say I'm net positive right now. I have had one negative experience, which was pregame, but I feel like we traded that for a win, so we'll take that every time.
Absolutely. I'll trade whatever happened before the game for a win.
Which that means nothing bad happened. All right, really quick with the time we have left here, because we got to go get dinner, let's just really quickly look ahead to Sunday.
Yes.
We'll let Saturday's game, the football game, take care of itself. We're a basketball show. Let's look ahead to Sunday. I guess we're happy that Virginia beat Baylor. I mean, to quote Brad, give me the hardest path, but this will be fun. Sam and I looked at each other like, oh yeah, Kihei Clark is
still there.
Kihei is still there. So that'll be fun. I don't know much else about their team other than the fact
Vanderplas from Ohio, if you remember him.
The big fella. We tried to get him.
Yes, we did try to get him in the transfer portal. And interesting fact, his name is Bennett, named after Dick Bennett, Tony Bennett's dad.
That's cool.
Very strange. And they also have Armand Franklin, who we also tried to go after, former Indiana transfer. It's going to be a good game. Prediction, orange and blue team wins.
Should be maybe pretty even, do you think?
Yeah, I'm guessing they're going to be favored just because Baylor was ranked ahead of
UCLA. Yeah, we were the underdogs,
UCLA.
Though.
It's a completely different team than like our team. Like we're like fast paced. Like you just
it's
think
a
of
Tony
Virginia,
Bennett team
like,
where they're going to try to score 36 and win.
To quote a different basketball podcast, it's the race to 69 for them. If they score 69 points, they win pretty much every single game. So let's score more than 69 points. I would say
nice.
That's the magic number.
All right,
let's enjoy Vegas.
anything else? Again, this was sensational. I mean, this was just like.
Sensational.
We only packed two mics. All right, this was awesome. Anything else, boys, before we get out of here?
I mean, just so proud to be an Illini.
Yeah, that was fun.
And excited for the next two games this weekend.
Yeah. If you were at the game tonight and you're listening to this, like, thank you. You were loud. You were proud. Like, it was awesome. So thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Boardroom ILL.